Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of New You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio, your host for this evening right here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I am so excited to be here with you today. It's a new year, as we all know, and have been clearly thinking a lot about and just kind of grilled with, if you will, at times. But nonetheless, it's really exciting. There's all this really fun buzz in the air. There's that feeling of everything's fresh, everything's a new beginning, everything promises a new start, and hopeful just greatness, if you will. So I just love that energy. I love feeding off of it, and I'm going to continue to do so now. I hope you enjoyed my little song in the beginning. I decided another part of what I want to bring into 2014 is to dance even more than I do now. So I was just starting off the show doing my own little shimmy, if you will, at my chair. And hopefully you were doing the same as well. So I hope that you had a really, well, first of all, I hope you had a really fantastic 2013 and that it went well for you. For me, it was a really big transition year. A lot of things happened. I really went forward with my business, New You City Coaching, where I am a lifestyle coach. And my main premise of what I do is I work with a lot of city individuals that are looking to really find their groove where they are, really get that sense of routine, feel really happy that they are where they decided to be, and they know where they want to be, but they're not quite sure who they want to be where they are. So my role is to help kind of fill those pieces. So it was really, 2013 was a great opportunity for me to really get my business even more out there and involved and, you know, in front of you, which I was so grateful for. And then ringing in 2014 was amazing, as always. I do live in New York City, so clearly New Year's is kind of its thing. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to let all the tourists, you know, have the New Year's, New York ball-dropping experience, and I'm going to get out. So I went to another city. I went to D.C., and it was really fun, and it's always great to see other urbanites and how they interact with each other and how that compares to your own current environment. So tonight's episode, I'm really excited about. It's going to be really jam-packed. I'm going to have a lot of tools for you, a lot of tips, a lot of strategies that you can use. And when I was writing the show, my main thing that I had in mind was you. You know, I think a lot of New Year's promotions aren't always all about you. A lot of times they're not quite that win-win situation. It's more about just the marketing and, you know, just quick fixes and fads and kind of trying to get you to buy things. And I wanted to avoid all of that. I think it gives me uncomfortable feelings. It gives a sense of false doubt, a little bit of false hope. And so I really wanted to just write this with you in mind and really make sure that, you know, you can find some ways that you can really, do what you want to do. I believe that everything that you have in your mind and everything that you have in your heart to set forward for this upcoming year is truly an amazing idea and truly something you're capable of, and I don't want to see you fail. And so that's my intention for the show tonight, is to establish the way that you can set yourself up to get everything that you want, to not be disappointed, to not feel like you know, 2015 rolls around and you're like, here I am again in the same exact spot, you know, feeling like I can never change. I'm always in the same place. So we really want to just get you away from that, get you out of that mindset, get you into living your life now and really creating that reality that you have in your mind in actuality. So if, for those of you that have not been on the show before, welcome. What we do, we have some ways for you to interact as well. If you're listening online and you're actually on the Blog Talk Radio website, you will see there is a chat room. Sometimes you have to scroll down to get to it, but there's an interactive chat room there. It's completely anonymous, so you can ask any questions if you need something repeated, and you don't have to worry about anyone finding out who you are. I have no idea, so just be kind. That's all I ask, but feel free to interact that way. We also and have you call in directly if you want to speak with me. Throughout the show, I really, anytime anyone calls in, I will kind of stop, you know, when I can and answer the lines to, you know, answer any questions that you might have about what we're talking about or maybe something similar or just something else that you need to get off your chest before you can move forward with this year. And the number for that is 646-716-9397. And what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and dial 1, which will prompt me to know that you would like to speak with me on the air. And again, you can be anonymous for that as well. If you don't want to share where you're from or any of that information, that's completely fine. I'm here to help you and make sure you feel comfortable while we're doing it. So to start the show, I wanted to make sure that we get really clear, that we're in a really good space and we're feeling really comfortable. So I wanted to start off with just a brief meditation. And for those of you that have never meditated before, don't worry. This is nothing scary. It's nothing woo-woo. It's just a time for you to take a moment. You know, maybe you had a really long day. Maybe, you know, this week kind of everyone's kind of back in their groove again now that the holidays are over. And maybe there's a lot on your mind. And I really want you to get the most out of this evening, like I said before. So I think the best way to do that is to just go back to yourself and get a nice clean breath, a nice clean mindset to proceed with the show. So what we're going to do, now if you happen to be driving or you're in transit or you're walking or you're somewhere public and you're not able to close your eyes or, you know, participate in this way, then just simply listen and try to just do that. Just listen. If other thoughts come into your mind, just let them go. If you get distracted by something or someone else, just you know, let it be and focus on what it is that I'm saying. So for those of you that are somewhere where they can sit down, please, I would like you to sit really tall right now in your seat. It's a nice, solid position. You can have your feet firmly, both feet firmly against the ground, letting your kind of feet feel that whole span of the floor underneath you. And just place your arms and your hands on the top of your thighs, wherever they feel comfortable. And just let your head tilt whichever way feels comfortable. Your lips are parted just very slightly. And close your eyes. Now just start to begin to take some deep, slow, deliberate breaths, which with each breath just calming the mind that much more. Feel your diaphragm softly filled with air, almost like it were a balloon. If you'd like, you can place one hand over your stomach and you can feel that gentle rise of your breath coming in and out of your body with every inhale and exhale that you take. Now start to breathe in through your nose and move into a count of 3, 2, 1. And release through your mouth to a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, in through your nose, 3, 2, 1. Hold. And exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just continue this rhythm onward. In through your nose, holding, and continue to exhale. Now I want you to picture yourself somewhere really safe, somewhere really maybe warm, relaxing. Picture yourself on an ocean, if you will, and you're just laying on your back. You're completely in the middle of the ocean. You can't see land anywhere, but you're safe. You're completely protected. Nothing can harm you. Your arms and legs are outstretched. You're being supported by the body of water. And just bask in that feeling of being completely safe and completely open at the same time. Breathe into that image. Picture the sky above you, perfectly sunny day, blue, pure skies. And again, that feeling of safe, open, protected. Good. And just continue to breathe again, feeling the breath come in through your nose, out through your mouth. Slow, deliberate breath, letting thoughts pass as they come your way. And say to yourself, as I release these breaths into the world, I'm also manifesting a life full of acceptance and gratitude, and I am curious and I am open. I'm ready for change, and I'm not afraid. And take just a couple more deep breaths and slowly open your eyes. Well, hopefully you're feeling a little bit more calm, maybe a little bit more cozy after picturing yourself in a nice warm environment. It's been so bitter cold lately, especially for us in the Northeast, so hopefully that warmed your spirit and your body a little bit too. So back into this whole idea of our goals for the year in 2014 and what it is that we want to accomplish. You know, for me personally, I have a hard time having a goal for a whole year. When I look at 2014, I'm about able to see till June, and then things get a little, I have no idea what's in store for me. And that's just me. That's what my mind is capable of grasping, and I know that about myself. So knowing that, I set my goals in six-month spans. And then from there, I kind of break it down. And I'm also, at the same time, open to the idea that things will change and that every day that I'm given a new opportunity, and for some reason that opportunity is meant to implement with the goals that I've set forth for myself in, you know, the 6 months that I have upcoming. And I'm going to show you how to do that. Personally, for me, some things that I'm looking forward to doing in the next 6 months are improving my business, developing new programs, working on my public speaking, and just, you know, new and exciting ideas and that I'm going to be launching for you. Another thing I'm working on is my spirituality, building that further, seeing where it can take me. And also my, for those of you who listened to the show before, my love life and dating more and doing it in a different way than I had been before, doing it in a more heartfelt, loving way, creating more balance and gratitude. So the great thing about goals is they challenge your dreams. They shake things up. They make your everyday routine just a little bit more exciting. You know, they get rid of that stuckness. And so it's really great to have goals because that's part of living. It's part of evolving. It's a part of changing. It's a part of becoming who it is that you're supposed to be throughout this journey. And without these goals, you really wouldn't be living in the same fashion that you are now. You know, you would be still just kind of probably, I don't know where we would be if we didn't have goals. We'd just be all sitting around confused and, I don't know, just kind of staring at the wall or eating or just kind of very basic. You know, there's no sense of intellect or want or desire. So goals are a great way to really challenge all those things and make us live and make us do things that maybe are scary but then rewarding at the same time. There's so many levels and layers to it, which is really exciting. And the great thing about goals, once you actually have a goal figured out, it's actually not that hard to do. Goals are you know, really pretty easy to execute. The problem is actually figuring out what your goal is and setting it up and then maintaining it after your goal is finished or starting a new one again. So the goal itself is the easy part. You know, once you can figure out what it is that you want to do and how you're going to do it for the long haul, doing it's easy. It's the figuring out the beginning and the end parts first. And so that's really what we're going to focus on right now. So the whole idea of the setup. We know that we want to change, but what is it that we really want? What is it that is going to make us happy? What is going to make us feel less blah? What is going to make us wake up in the morning and be like, yes, I am invigorated. I am ready to jump out of bed and tackle the day, or I'm ready to see where this new thing or this new challenge is going to take me. So it's that whole idea of getting really clear on what we want, the why. And the why is so important because there's so many different reasons why we want change. Maybe it is an inner feeling that you have. Maybe it's because you think that if you change, other you know, elements of your environment will change as well and they're, you know, for make you feel more satisfied. Maybe it's because you want other people to think a certain way about you. And so that's making you want to change. And, you know, that's something that's really big that you have to figure out. When you first realize that you want to start a new goal or you want to implement something new, you have to know, am I doing this for me or am I doing this for others? Now, there's a difference between doing it for you and others in the sense, now let's say you're doing something for you for the sake of your children or so that you can care for somebody else, like maybe an elderly parent. That's different. But if you're doing it so, you know, you can get a boyfriend so he'll distract you from having to think about the things you don't like about yourself, that's not really a great goal because where does that really get you? What does that really change? You're still miserable. You just found a way to mask it. So you really want to think about, what are you doing for you, and what are you doing for other people? What are you doing to fill a void that's inside of you? Or are you doing things because you should be doing them? Everyone says you should have a good job, and maybe you don't feel like you do, so you need to find one. Maybe that really shouldn't be your priority right now. Maybe that doesn't really matter. Maybe you don't care that you don't have a good job. So why should you make getting another job your focus if it's not what you really want? So again, it's getting clear on why are you doing this. Is it for you? Is it for other people? Is it for your image? Is it to fill a void? Or is it because you should? You know, and so you want to think about this, am I doing this because I love myself or am I doing this because I hate myself? And those are two really big things that you want to explore. And we really want to try to get to that place of I'm doing this because I love myself. And don't get me wrong, there are all things that, you know, we see that, you know, we feel are flawed or maybe we hate or, you know, a lot of clearly a big New Year's thing that people have is weight loss. You know, maybe you hate your muffin top. All right. You know, I'm not saying that you have to start to love it. But what you can do is find ways to realize that you love who you are enough to want to make a change, to make sure that you're doing things that, you know, are you're not putting things into your body that are unhealthy or getting yourself to a point where your clothes don't fit you and you have to feel uncomfortable in what you're wearing and you hate that about yourself. So, again, realizing the reasons that maybe you hate about yourself and trying to look at them with a love magnifying glass. So getting really clear on what we want. Are they coming from a place of love or are they coming from a place of hate? And so with that, we want to start going a little bit deeper and see what we can find out. And that can be a little bit scary. So that's the first part of figuring out what you want, where there's that fear and that scariness. Sometimes going really deep can be a little bit shocking or a little bit, oh my God, do I really want to, you know, play with this right now? This is uncomfortable. This is hurting me a little bit. But questions you want to ask yourself are, what did you want to be before anyone else told you otherwise? What were the things that were your passions? What were your dreams growing up? What kind of things did you just like to do? You know, like for me, like I loved, you know, I don't know. I loved like astrology, or I loved, you know, like playing with candles. I know it sounds silly, but those are things that I really like doing, but I never really thought of them as anything else. And now they're things that I bring into my practice. I love having candles around me when I meditate, and it's a great way to amplify that experience. I love using astrology as a way to get to know people better. And so they're all things that are part of who I am. And they're all things that you need to think about, too, when you're thinking about you and who you are. And think about, when you're making these goals, how can they be implemented into what you're trying to do. So then after you start to get a little bit deeper, start to think about the things that you wanted before, now you're going to start to think about how can you understand yourself a little bit better, in the sense of how can you start becoming a better friend to yourself. And when you do that, when you get to know yourself on a more intimate level, you start to realize that you have more strength. You might start to know some of your weaknesses, which in a good way, awareness can bring you a sense of learning how to deal with them. And you become a little bit more balanced and less indecisive. And the great thing about being your own friend is that you always have your back. You always have someone that's in support of you. You always have someone when that a negative self-talk is coming into your head and can, you know, do the complete opposite and let you know that you're on the right track and you're doing the right thing and to keep going. So again, it's that whole idea of trying to figure out what it is you really want and trying to do it from a place of self-love. And from there, you want to kind of keep visualizing. So keep that a whole idea of what it is that you want when you start to feel like really good and really great about yourself. Start to visualize. Start to play. What would the perfect life look like for you? What would the next week look like for you? And just start to play around. What would the next month look like for you? What would the next 6 months? The next 9 months? What would 2015 look like for you? And I start to play around with two things. So when I start to think about what it is that I want, when I visualize, there's like wannabe D and there's inner D. And like wannabe D wants to be like in the spotlight, everywhere, doing this, doing that, like, you know, pleasing everyone, making sure that, you know, my career is out there and it's, you know, helping everyone and then being a source of light and all these things. That's wannabe D. And then inner D is just like, I just want to serve my purpose. Like, I'm happy as I am. These are the things that feel really good to me. These are the things that I believe feel good to other people, and I'm going to try them out and I'm going to explore them. So, again, it's that whole idea of wanting to establish what you really want and what you think other people want. And use that when you start to visualize. Let that inner guide be the, you know, tour guide, if you will, of the upcoming year. And it doesn't have to be, you know, anything like woo-woo or whatever. It's just this idea of I'm going to look at my life with a sense of happiness and gratitude and see what happens. And another thing, too, to remember is it's okay to want material things. There's nothing wrong with that either. So when you're visualizing and you're saying, like, I really want to save up for a new computer, or I really want, you know, this new pair of Christian Louboutins, or that's fine. Make that part of your visualization. The thing is you are creating all this for things that make you happy and make you feel satisfied. There's nothing wrong with that. The difference is when you want something and when you need something. If you feel that you need those shoes and if for some reason you weren't going to get them, your life as you know it would be over, well, then maybe that's an issue you need to explore. But if you could have those shoes and feel really grateful for them, but at the same time had to walk away from them and could, then you know that you're satisfied with them in the right way. You're not looking at them as a way to fill some kind of meaning in your life. They're just an element of your life, an aspect of your life. So continue to visualize what it is that you really want, what it is that you need, what are the things that would make you happy, but if you left them behind, that would be okay too. And just continue to visualize. The great thing about visualization, it's your imagination. You can take it as far as you want. Just again, that whole idea of doing it with a sense of love and gratitude. Vision boards are great. You know, you can use magazines and kind of make your own visual, literal one. I know I see people do it actually at their workplace. I see them hang it up. They have them on their mirrors at home. I love using Pinterest. For those of you that haven't used it before, it's a fantastic platform where you can literally make your own digital vision boards, and you can pull from anywhere on the internet. So, and then you can have a board for every theme. So, you know, I have a board for my coaching business. I have one for food recipes. I have one for my spirituality. I have one for the clothes I love. And I have one for my actual vision for my life. And the great thing about Pinterest, too, is you're allowed to have a couple private ones. So I have a private vision board, and in it I have put everything that I hope to desire and everything that I want to manifest. And it's up to you if you want to make it private or public. The great thing about being public, other people can see it and they can support you and they can ask you about it and check in with you. But then sometimes, you know, this is your personal journey and maybe you want to make it private, and that's a great feature to have too. And speaking of Pinterest, it's really exciting. I'm collaborating with the Turning 30 coach, Lindsay, and we are doing a Pinterest contest that's going to launch in a couple weeks, and it's called Fall in Love with Yourself. And we're having all of our followers make their own Fall in Love with Yourself board and what that represents for them. And this is a great time of year to do that, because what I was just saying is we're really working on visualizing what our perfect life would be. So what is our perfect self within that? And you can use this board as a great way to explore that. And so it's going to be a really fun contest. You can actually start it now. We both have our boards up on Pinterest. And you can go to either of our websites to find out more information about it and how you can make your own Pinterest board. And it's a great way to really jumpstart what it is that you want to, you know, do for the upcoming year and just in general right now to really get that feel-good energy going, really connected with yourself, and to empower you to keep going. So again, with visualization, you want to let your inner intuition guide you. Notice what you see. Notice what you feel. You'll be really surprised after you make your vision board or in the process of it, like maybe you're flipping through a magazine, you'll start to find the things that you need. You start to find the things that you had kind of been thinking about or asking for, they start to appear. It's kind of a magical thing. It's that whole, I don't know, but you'll notice it, and I notice it myself. You know, I start to think about something maybe I'd be interested in doing, and all of a sudden I get resources for it, or someone will send me an article, or maybe someone I had heard from a while will reach out to me about going to do an activity that is exactly in line with what I was thinking about doing. So you'll notice all these things start to happen, and they're really great because it encourages you that you're on the right path and you're on the right track. Okay, so once you get really clear, all right, I know who I am. I know that I'm ready to do this. I know I'm ready to do this with a sense of love and gratitude. I'm not doing this because I feel like I have to, or I'm just like really pissed off at myself because, you know, I didn't lose the weight I wanted to in 2013, and now this time I'm going to do it. I don't care how hard I have to be on myself. We're going to cut all that out. We're going to just do this like, yes, we're going to do this. We're going to have fun. It's going to be awesome, and it's because it's what I want. It's not what I think I want. So then once we figure all that out, we have our actual goals. So once you have all your goals, I want you to list them all out. And it's up to you how you want to break them down, but list out any goal that you're seeing. So anything in your visualizations that came up, anything that you've already thought of already, just write them all down. And then from there, you're going to prioritize. And the great thing about prioritizing is that you hold the power. It's totally up to you. You get to prioritize in any way that feels really great for you. So you can do this in the sense of, I want to prioritize and make the ones that I deem the hardest first, or maybe I'll make the hardest ones last and I'll do the easy ones first. Maybe I'll focus on just one really big goal right now, or maybe I'll focus on a couple little ones and go from there. It's up to you to see which ones stand out the most, what makes the most sense for you. And you don't want to overthink it. Remember, this doesn't have to be that difficult. You know, you've already put in the work of figuring out what your goals are. You've listed them out. Now just kind of flow through it. You know, feel really great that you figured out what it is that you want, and then just, again, don't overthink it. Just kind of pick what feels right for you. This is just like an outline. It's not the complete story. The rest is going to come. It's going to build with time. Remember, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. We have a whole year here. So then what you're going to do is you're going to take that list and you're going to start to schedule out how you want to use it. So let's say you pick what your first goal wants to be, or maybe say you pick two goals on your list. You're going to plug them in for, let's say, the first month. And then you're going to look at the other goals too. We don't want them to fall sight. We don't want you to lose them off your radar. So you want to try to find a way to implement them still into the year upcoming. So maybe you want to set a reminder, like on your calendar, so that it'll alert you in 3 months that you want to start doing this activity or that one. Because who knows? You might change your mind. Things might change. You don't want to purchase any really big plans just yet. Remember, just think small and just pace it out. So like for me, you know, some of my goals, like I said, are my business, and there's a lot of different projects I want to do. So I have them spaced out, and I'm not worrying about them right now because I know I have a couple things in my business that I'm going to work on right now. And then, you know, in a few months, I have a couple other things that I'm going to work on, and I'll worry about them then. I'm not going to let them overwhelm me because otherwise it's just too much, and I don't like that energy. So here's an aspect that I'm going to be working on now. Okay, so one of my goals was healthier lifestyle. So from there, you break it down. What does it look like? So one of the elements for me is having a cleaner eating pattern. So then, okay, clean eating. Well, what does that really mean? You know, you can sit down and you can just say, I'm going to eat clean now for the rest of the year. Well, that you know, you have to go a little bit deeper. So what does that actually entail? So then I have to think about, okay, if I want to eat cleaner, how reasonable is this for me? How reasonable is this for my lifestyle? I'm a very social person. I like to go out. I like to go to different restaurants. I like to drink. I like to do different, you know, hang out with my friends. You know, a lot of times I'll go out on the fly. How does clean eating serve me in this way? Another thing that I have to think about is time. How much time do I need to put into in order to eat a little bit cleaner? And cost. Is this something that I can afford? Am I going to be able to buy everything that I want to buy in order to implement this new lifestyle? So this is all things that you want to think about. You want to think about how manageable it is, how reasonable it is, how much time you actually have to do it, and then give yourself a trial period. Try it out for the week. See what happens. Investigate, explore. Don't get mad at yourself if things don't really work out. Just try. And then from after that first week of your trial period, then go back to those questions again. What did that really entail? Was it reasonable? How much time did it take me to do? Was it too expensive? Did I find that, you know, my lifestyle just really does not mesh well with this kind of thing? What do I want to do about it? Do I want to change my lifestyle, or do I want to pick my lifestyle over this thing? And that's a way to get a little bit deeper. Another thing that I want to do then in addition to a healthier lifestyle, I'm really into the idea of Kundalini yoga. See, first I have to learn how to say it. That's my first goal. So again, the same questions you ask yourself. Okay, I want to do it. Well, let me find a center. How long is it going to take me to get to the center? How long are the classes? How much is the cost? Is there a membership involved? What kind of clothes do I need? And these are all things that I need to ask myself when establishing how I'm going to make this goal happen. And again, you can do the trial vision. So it's easy to say, okay, I want to be healthy for 2014, but you have to get deeper. You have to say, okay, I'm going to be healthy in what ways? And, you know, you have to just kind of explore further in that sense. Another thing you want to do is once you kind of establish, okay, this is going to be my goal, and you know, you realize, okay, these are going to be my goals. I got it, you know, but I need a little bit more motivation. I need to be a little bit more pumped up and excited. So, like, something I do, for instance, when I know it's time that I need to go to the gym, and, you know, sometimes it's really hard to get out of the bed in the morning, so I'll set my alarm to be like, you know, you're going to the gym, or I'll use the visualization techniques, and I will, you know, start to think about how great it feels when I leave the gym before I even get there, because I know it's an awesome feeling when you leave the gym and it's done and it's over. Or I'll get really energized and I'll, like, jolt out of bed, like, super Rocky style. That helps me. So you've got to find fun ways. Again, remember that these goals are things that you want. They're things that you visualize from a place of love, and so you want to make them happen. And so the best way to make them happen is to continue in that fashion. So you want to take away the negative connotations. You want to take away those feelings of, well, I don't want to do that, or this is hard, and really just start to think about why you want to do this in the first place. And focus on that, and focus about the good feelings that come of it. Think about the completion. So use visualization in a new way. Use visualization as a way of, when I complete this, how will I feel? So again, on that note, you know, you want to ask, am I having fun? Are these goals, you know, just because they're hard, are they serving me too? Am I enjoying the process? how is this starting to factor into other things that I want to achieve in my life? So for me, I have like Lakmin, fab, and it's fabulous, awesome, beautiful. So are my goals fabulous, awesome, or beautiful? And if they are, then I know that I want to keep going. Is there anything else, like I could probably make one for like drab, like difficult, I don't know, and we could keep going, and I probably wouldn't want to do them. Because for me, if there's not that excitement factor, if there's not that really positive energy surrounding it, even though it's going to be a challenge and it's going to be tricky, I still want to do it because I know that there's so many great qualities attached to it that's going to keep me going. Again, when you're looking at your goals, are they in line with my values? Is this going to make me have a better life, or is it just more of a temporary fix for me? Is it so that I can feel a certain way in the future? Or is it so I can really live my life as it is right now? So we're going to explore that idea a little bit more about what it means to be happy now and what it means to be happy when you complete something in just a moment. We're going to take just a pause to go over a little bit more about the Life Coach Radio Network in general and the upcoming shows we have for you. So in addition to my show, we have a multitude of other broadcasts as well. We have lots of different, you know, shows on anything really. I mean, right now the great theme of a lot of them have been the new year and establishing goals and motivation and fitness and healthy lifestyle, which is really great. And we continue that spirit, though, throughout the year. It's not just January 1st on. It's January 1st until December 31st. We're always looking to inspire and to motivate. So in addition to my network, there's also the Life Coach International Network and the Life Coach Chat Channel. And some upcoming shows that we have, for instance, tomorrow on the Life Coach Chat Channel, it'll be a series of three coaches, and they're going to talk about what's called, Will the Real Me Generation Please Stand Up? It's going to be a conversation about millennials, boomers, and the Joneses. And that's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, January 8th at noon Eastern Standard Time, and that's on our Life Coach Chat Channel. Then on the network that you're on right now, the Life Coach Radio Network, we have Angela Ruckelman with Gaining Perspective, Getting the New Year Off to a Healthy Start. Are you tired of unhealthy food choices that cause you to feel drained, tired, and ill? Did you say that you want to improve your eating habits in 2014? So to kick off your healthy 2014, join host Andrea as she interviews Bernadette Armamedo, owner of the Shining Life Nutrition, on easy changes you can make to eat flavorful food and not starve yourself at the same time. So that will be on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Andrea is awesome. She is a co-producer and creator with me on the Life Coach Television Network, and so she always is so energized. She's really into fitness and healthy starts, and I, you know, every time I go over and hang out with her, she always has a big salad for me, so she's definitely the person to talk to about this. And then on Monday on the Life Coach Radio Network, which you're on right now, we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and she is going to be joined by Joel Radens, who is another host on the network. And they're going to be discussing spirituality issues pertaining to gay men and others in the LGBTQ community. And they're going to talk a little bit about how Joel himself is a personal development coach that works with other gay men in areas such as purpose, relationships, career, spirituality, and personal identity. He believes that with the right guidance, you can create life-altering shifts in perspective that can help break down barriers and reconnect you to your true self. So again, that is on Monday at 8 p.m. on the Life Coach Radio Network. And you can find out about all our networks and everything else we have upcoming if you go to the website lifecoachradionetworks.com. And for those of you that listen to my show, it's we always try to have it on the first and third Tuesday of every month. Okay, so back to goals and back to why we do them. And a lot of times we do them because we're so worried about making the future better, and we're not really worried about making the present better. And we actually forget that we need to make the present better in order to make our future better. Like how many times you said, okay, well, when I finally save up enough for vacation, you know, then I'll be able to go and I'll be able to relax and I'll come back happier and everything will be better. But all you're doing is just talking about something that's non-existent right now. Sure, it might happen, but who knows how long it will take? Who knows the logistics? And really, what does that have to do with the right now? It's just an element of your life, but it's not meant to be this problem solver or something that we just kind of keep putting things off until that happens. We have to simultaneously live our goals in the present moment and the future moment at the same time. This is how they're sustainable. Now, I know that sounds confusing, but what I'm talking about is this idea of manifestation. So if you want something in your life, you have to actually live it like you have it right now. Otherwise, what you're doing is you're just chasing something instead of attracting it to yourself. And this is what ties into the whole idea of long-term goal maintenance. The reason why we often, you know, give up on our goals is because it gets exhausting waiting around for them to happen. You know, we need to start to shift our thinking into being content with just today. And then things don't seem so overwhelming. We can start to manage what we want to do in the moment instead of thinking about all the things that are on your plate, all the things you have to focus on. And it's just, it kind of becomes just such a huge process and bigger than it needs to be. And, you know, the thing is, you're not really supposed to change overnight. It literally doesn't happen that way. It's not possible to just all of a sudden change out of nowhere. And so we have to think on a smaller scale, and in turn, what you're doing is you're actually getting the bigger picture by doing so. So by taking things day by day instead of month by month, you're able to create long-term sustainable goals, and you're able to do it so much faster than if you just kind of keep putting it off and hoping that things eventually come together. So again, it's that idea of manifestation, and manifestation is so much powerful than we realize, because what we're doing is we are changing our brain into realizing that anything that we want, we can have right now. And by doing that, it makes us create the goal in the present. We're like, you know that idea of the hamster on the spinning wheel, and it's like, oh my God, I'm going, and I feel like I'm going nowhere. You can actually twist it and look at it in the sense of, if you are using it in a manifestation way, all you're doing is constantly weaving your dreams over and over and over until all they are is just your present reality. So just think of that idea of what it is that you want, you can totally have if you believe you have them already. Try it out. See what happens. I really encourage you to. It's a very powerful thing. It's a very hard thing to do. But if you can start to do it just a little bit every day, you're going to notice a big difference. And you're going to notice it's going to be so much easier to make your goals actually into what it is that you want them to be. Another thing we want to look out for throughout the process is self-doubt. It's so easy to give up on ourselves. It's so easy to think, oh, my God, why did I even think I could do this? You know, we get a few weeks in and, you know, something comes up or setback, and we have to anticipate them. We have to realize that, you know, things are going to happen, and we can't make excuses for ourselves. We have to own it. We have to realize that maybe, you know, you did slip up and you didn't go to the gym as many times as you thought you were going to do, or maybe you weren't able to, you know, go online and look up as many jobs as you wanted to look up, and, you know, just things got in the way. That's life. That happens. So you have to factor that into the process. You have to realize that throughout your goal setting, there's going to be things that you don't anticipate. There's going to be challenges. But you also have to realize that if you want something bad enough, it's going to happen. Think about it. Think about how many times you said, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time for this. But then think about the things that you really want. You somehow make time. Let's say, like, you were super busy, and then all of a sudden somebody comes to you and say, oh, I have concert tickets for tomorrow night. Can you go? You might find time to make it work. And so this is the same thing. If you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. And to also understand, when setbacks come our way, they're just that. They're just a setback. It's almost like a test, if you will, to see how badly you really want something. And, you know, if you just understand that it is what it is and move on, you'll realize that things will work out as they should. Another thing you want to do is you don't want to blame other people in the process, too. It's very easy, instead of, you know, just admitting defeat or just realizing that you kind of, you know, you messed up or, you know, things didn't work out the way you wanted to blame someone else. They have nothing to do with it. They really don't. You know, like maybe, you know, someone got in the way of, you know, like you blame, you know, it's very easy to blame your kids or like a coworker. Oh, like so-and-so messed up on this and I had to stay late at work and that's why, you know, I wasn't able to go to the book club meeting that I was supposed to go to. And, you know, that's, again, it's just blame is just another mask of an excuse. So don't blame other people. Don't bring them into your problems. It is what it is. You know, you find a solution. Maybe it was somebody else's fault that you weren't able to do something. Again, that doesn't matter. The real test here is that you're able to overcome it and find a new solution. and find a new tactic. So with your goals, you want to be really quick on your feet because you're going to find that you're going to constantly be challenged. You're going to constantly be tested, and you're going to constantly find that things aren't going to always go your way. It's not going to be super easy. That's why it's a challenge. That's why it's a goal to get to. It's something to arrive to. A lot of times what I recently have learned is that on the other side of fear is everything you want. And when you do something that's really scary, you're rewarded. But when you do something that, you know, just kind of offsides the scariness or just kind of shrug your shoulders, you don't get anything back. There's no reward. There's no, you know, you failed the test essentially. So don't let that happen to you. You know, realize that you are on an amazing journey. You have amazing desires for yourself. You want nothing but good things. I know everyone in this world wants nothing but good things for them. And so you're truly capable of making this happen. So, and another thing you can do is, and now this is, this, you know, you want to be careful, but you want to, you know, bring other people into this. Or maybe in the sense that you could ask them to hold you accountable. Now that can get a little bit muddled because you might start to regret that person or you might get resentful. You know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So maybe only do that with someone you really trust. But again, you want to make sure it's also your personal journey. But what you can do, which is really great, especially when you're a little bit along, you're starting to feel discouraged or maybe you're feeling a little bit of self-doubt, ask people how you're doing. I don't think we ask ourselves enough, you know, what we're doing well. You know, like we don't always take the time to be actually really proud of what we've accomplished so far. We forget like halfway through the goal, like what we've accomplished already. We're so worried about still finishing the other half. So take the time to maybe ask someone, be like, you know, I've been working really hard on this. I'd love your opinion or I'd love your feedback to see, you know, what you think about how I've been doing with it or if you've noticed a difference. And that's really awesome. And do the same thing for yourself. Be like, Danielle, I know you've been working really hard with, you know, like I've been working on my public speaking, you know. Take the time to actually think about how it's been going and how far you've gotten from where you've started. And maybe you're not where you want to be yet, but think about the journey. Think about the progress and feel really great about it. And let yourself be a little bit of a rock star for that moment. So that's kind of in a whole what you need to do to get your rock star dreams going and make them a reality. To go back to the start, you want to get really clear. You want to go deep. You want to befriend yourself. You want to figure out what it is from a place of love, from a place of kindness, from a place of self-love versus a place of self-hate. And then from there, you want to start to visualize. Use your imagination. Explore. Get really creative. If you want to use vision boards, if you want to use Pinterest, if you want to just brainstorm with a pen and paper, find out what it is that feels really great. And once you visualize that and get it down and you know, get it out there, then you want to prioritize your goals. Filter through. See what makes the most sense. See the one that feels the most positive to start with. Again, nothing to overthink. Just very really simple about it. And then once you have the goals that you want to work on, you prioritize them, you're going to break them down and see how manageable they are. See what they really look like. See if they're fun. See if they're really meant for your lifestyle or see if maybe you need to, you know, after a trial period, you need to break them down even further or you need to try a new strategy. Or maybe you need to switch around with another goal. It's all on your terms. That's the beautiful part of it all. And you want to be really present once you have those goals. Stop worrying so much about what's going to happen when they get completed or what's going to happen in the future. Start to live out your goals as if they were already completed today. It's going to keep them fresh in your mind. It's going to keep you from not completing them and actually making them your reality now. So that's how you manifest and you get really actionable. And you just want to remember, you want to go with the flow. Life is constantly changing and evolving, and there's nothing that you can't handle. Sometimes you have to admit defeat and start over. And remember, there's no shame in that. The only people that are really judging you in all this is just you. Remember that this is your story, so don't let someone else hold the pen. Just like they have their needs, you have yours too. Embrace the good times that come with this. And be really grateful. That's something I'm working on myself, especially for the people that I feel have wronged me or have made me upset. I feel really grateful for the experience, and I have compassion for them. And I don't fault them for what it is that they've done to me. But I feel really grateful for the opportunity to grow and evolve from it. And that's really hard, really hard. But it's something I'm working on. And, you know, it's one of those things you can be really pissed off at someone, and that takes a lot of energy. Or you can feel really compassionate, and that takes a lot of energy too. But in the long run, you're still left with more positive feelings than negative ones. So that's why I'm trying this out. And so far, it's working pretty well. So we'll see how it goes. So again, I encourage you to try that too. And give yourself credit. We often don't see the progress we've made. Realize that this upcoming year is going to be amazing. When you said this is going to be a good year, I had a really good feeling about it. You were so right. You were so dead on. This year is going to be everything that you want it to be and more. It's going to be incredible. But you have to remember, so is every month within the year, and every week within the year, and every day, and every hour, and every minute, and right now. Realizing that the whole year is amazing is amazing, but realizing that right now, this very second, is something amazing, that's where the true beauty lies. That's where you manifest what you want. That's where your desires live. That's where everything that you're fully capable is, because that's all we have. We have right now, this moment, this very second. So I want you to realize how amazing that is. And then from there, you can do anything. And then the last thing I want you to do is remember to reward yourself throughout this process. So once you get those kick-ass goals, once your dreams have been accomplished, once you, you know, lose those first 10 pounds or finish that project that you've been putting off forever in the garage, whatever it may be, give yourself some really awesome, rewarding experiences. Give yourself time off, guilt-free. You deserve it. So I'm really excited for this upcoming year ahead for you. I'm really excited for just these upcoming few weeks when you start to investigate and explore your goals and your ideas and what it is that you really, really, truly want for yourself. Not what anyone else, but you want for yourself. I'm so excited for that. And I'd love for you to share with me as well what's on your mind, what challenges are coming up, what goals you're thinking about starting, or when you complete goals or you're midway through a goal. I'd love to hear about it. You know, share with me. You can reach out to me. My website is www.newucitycoaching.com. You can find all my contact info that way. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/newucitycoach, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at newucity. So I'm everywhere. I'm LinkedIn, you know, you name it, I'm probably there. And if I'm not, let me know so that I can be there, because I will. Something else that I'm offering everyone tonight is, in addition to the coaching, I'm offering anyone that was on the show a free 30-minute visualization session where we can sit down and really visualize a little bit further what your goals are and how you can help manifest them. And then going back to what I was talking about before with astrology, I'd love to do a complimentary 30-minute astrological session with you, sit down, talk about your birth chart, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, so you can use those as your guide and as your tool for the goals that you want to create for yourself for the upcoming year. And then lastly, I also do a yearly tarot reading. So we can do a tarot reading where basically I will let you know your theme for the whole year, and then a card for each month, which will give you you know, an insight and further guidance about the things that may or may not be coming your way, so you can set yourself up for the best year possible. So I would love to do any of those services with you. Let me know. So visualization, one-on-one coaching, tarot reading for 2014, or an astrological strength and weaknesses, you know, sit-down finder, if you will. So please reach out to me. I'd love to do that with you. I'd love to help set you up so that you can definitely make everything happen, because you're awesome, and I just want more awesome things for you. So thank you so, so much for listening tonight. I was so excited to be back on the air tonight. It had been about a month, so been, you know, feeling a little long for me, a little itchy. So really excited for New City Chat. We have an awesome, you know, few episodes coming up ahead. We're going to have some really great guests on again. It's going to be so much fun, because they're just so entertaining and engaging, and you learn so much from it all. So I'm really excited to sit down with some really great interviews again and to have them shared with you as well. So as always, please reach out to me with, you know, anything that I can help with. That's why I'm here. And remember to stay open to all the possibilities in life. Sending you so much love and light today and always.